start by asking, how would you describe the competition right now along the defensive line? How is it going?
For the D line, it's pretty good. You know, we've got a good solid four guys, and we got a lot of good backups too, especially at tackle. You know, and we're looking for a third end, and we've been experimenting that with Nate Meyer, and he's been doing a pretty good job. So, looking at, you know, depth-wise, I think we'll be pretty good.
How about for you personally, with this, you know, being your senior year, and you getting an opportunity to, you know, make a case to be out there regularly on first, second down, even third down?
You know, it's a good experience, and it's a good opportunity for me to, you know, last year I stepped in and I showed the coaches and everybody that I could do it, and, you know, this year, now is my time to kind of expand on that, and you know, I know I can do it myself, and the coaches know I can do it, but now I just need to take that step up.
Coaches have been talking a lot about Nate and just some of the growth that he's made here throughout the spring. What are you seeing in him that, you know, has allowed him to kind of take that next step and make it a competition?
You know, he took the opportunity that he had last year. He was in on a lot of third downs, a lot of third down opportunities, and he did a pretty good job there. You know, he's quick. He's a little smaller, but he's quick off the edge, and he's got good pass moves. And, you know, I think this year he stepped it up, and a big question for him was, can he do it physicality-wise, you know, against a bigger guy? And, you know, we put him in there against Andrew Donnell, and he's been doing a pretty good job. So I think he, you know, kind of stepped up and proved to the coaches that he can be that third guy.
How would you describe guys like Carl and Louie in terms of leadership? Because I think a lot of people, you know, last year they would look at the linebackers as kind of the leaders of the defense. And now this year they see both of them being entering their senior years and probably look at them as kind of like that face.
Yeah, they're definitely looked at as the leaders. You know, Louie, he's a vocal leader, and so is Carl. They both go out and they show it. You know, they lead by example, and they know what their role is on the team. We know as a whole D-line. You know, we're the most experienced guys on the defense, and we know that we need to step up and we need to be the leaders because we got a young group of linebackers behind us, and we need to do our best and help them out.
Does it seem like there's more vocal leadership this year as opposed to a year ago? Because I know last year it seemed like people were kind of waiting to see who would take that, and it sounded like it was Kirksey that ended up becoming a vocal leader. This year you described both Louie and Carl as already being that, and I get the feeling Quentin's kind of like that as well.
Yeah, you know, we had good guys with the three linebackers that we lost last year and all the other guys on the defense that we lost. And, you know, we saw what that did with them being vocal leaders. And now we've got our seniors and our oldest guys, most experienced guys, realizing that we need to step up and we need to be the leaders and be vocal and to be a good defense.
How much do you guys as ends benefit from the experience you have at defensive tackle playing next to Carl and Louie?
You know, it helps out a lot because we know that they're inside. They're gonna do their job on the inside. You know, they're not gonna be able to run. The guys are gonna bounce outside. And as ends, we need to be out there. You know, if we're there, then the linebackers can fill, and they can do their job. So, you know, it starts inside, starts up front, and if those guys do a good job on the inside, and then we do a good job on the outside, everything's gonna be fine on defense.